Morning to you, the Map Man, Triple M, Inspector Stuart Gordon from the New South Wales Police. Very good morning to you, Stewie. How are you?
Good morning, Matt. I'm well, thanks.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us here this morning. A male charged with drugs, unlicensed driving, and also warrants. What can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, look, the value of community information. We received some information about 10 o'clock last Wednesday. It was in relation to a suspicious male. He was driving a Toyota sedan around the Wentworth area. Now, our members have sighted that vehicle in Adams Street. The driver's attempted to get away, attempted to elude us before we've located the vehicle a short distance away. Now, we had a female still in the passenger seat, and we located a 42-year-old male driver. He was hiding behind some rose bushes in a nearby yard. A few checks later, revealed he was wanted. A number of outstanding warrants in relation to some old offences, including contravening an apprehended violence order, intimidation. Hadn't held a driver's licence since 2015, but the subsequent search of the vehicle revealed four plastic bags containing substances that we believe are cannabis, methamphetamine, and 16 tablets that will probably come back as prohibited drugs as well.
Alrighty, three-year-old child at risk. Unrestrained in vehicle.
Yeah, things you see. 11 o'clock yesterday, our members are patrolling through Kirlwa, Silver City Highway. We've seen a blue Chevy SUV. It was travelling west, and what alerted our guys was a small child in the back seat. They've seen him climb through an open window. The vehicle's moving, sit in the windowsill, holding onto the roof as the vehicle was travelling. Now, the child's turned out to be 3 years old, and at one point, entire body and upper legs are out of the vehicle on the windowsill. Child's holding onto the roof. Obvious dangers of the child falling into the path of the oncoming traffic and everything else. He's immediately been pulled over. The driver, a 50-year-old local male, he was spoken with, and he alleged that that he hadn't seen the child doing that. However, when we've inspected the vehicle, there's no child seat or any other form of restraint in the vehicle that was capable of securing that child.
All right, graffiti in Wentworth, Fisher's IGA.
Yeah, a little bit of this of late. We got called to another report on the weekend. That was Saturday night. Sometime over Saturday night, persons have painted some profanity in a tag, DBC, on notice boards at the Wentworth IGA in green paint, which we've seen a bit of lately. Now, we haven't seen DBC for a while. That was a tag that used to appear a few months back, various explanations of it, Dayton Boys Club, perhaps something like that. But that started appearing again. So if anyone does have any information, would encourage them to contact us at Dayton Police, 03 5027 7599, or Crime Stoppers 1800 333 000.
There we go. Inspector Stuart Gordon from the New South Wales Police. Looking forward to catching up on a weekly basis. Thank you so much for your time this morning there, Stuart.
Thanks, Matt. My pleasure.
Triple M.